What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Hello, my friends. Welcome in. Hope the holidays are treating everybody well out there. We are here again for Bolt Brady and his bro. We're going to chat some NFL and some bowl games. Let's welcome in Bolt.
How was your holiday?
Holidays were good. Bit of a bloody Sunday for me, though, for the Christmas Eve day games.
Well, you're jumping straight into the games. I was kind of asking you about how your holiday was, right. besides the game.
I guess that was fresh on my mind.
Yeah, right.
A little traumatic there. Holidays were good. You know, kids had a blast. We had a good little thing with our wives and you, where mom took the kids to the movie, and we got to go have the chow and some bottomless mimosas on my side. So that was a nice little change.
Yeah, no, I know the lady friends enjoyed that while mom took the kids to the movie.
Yep, we didn't host, so that's always nice too. Just kind of plopping on someone's couch, watching games and chowing.
Right. Well, we hosted the following day and had family over and some friends, and we actually busted into the Pictionary. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the listeners probably don't, though, but I'm not what you would refer to as a good artist.
not swift with the hand?
Unless you compare me to a first grader, we might have a ball game. But I am terrible. So anyway, what's funny, though, is our friend Danny, he's always on the same wavelength with me. So I'll just draw this terrible picture. And people are like, what is that? And then he'll be like, you know, Braveheart. And I'm like, got it. And they're like, that looks like a square with like an arrow. Well, how do you get Braveheart out of that?
Squiggle, squiggle. Perfect.
So anyway, we were getting a kick out of that. That was actually pretty fun. Even my father-in-law, who can be the grouch sometimes, he even got some chuckles out of it.
Yeah. No, it's good to play the games and break it up a little bit. And there was just so many games on this year. It was almost distracting.
With the football games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure the numbers haven't come out yet that I've heard, but usually it's just NBA. So.
Oh, well, so on that topic, though, I listened to a whole podcast about that, and the dude was breaking down. Yeah, the NBA used to be for Christmas. But last year, and they, you know, the NFL only does it like kind of when it lands on their schedule. But last year, the NFL had such success with it that they're like, maybe we'll bump into this a little bit.
Yeah, I think I saw something. It's like Christmas falls on like Wednesday, Thursday coming up the next couple of years. He's like, we won't do it like all the time. The NBA executive's like, I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, scoot over NBA.
Yeah, because they can just drop the hammer on them.
Here comes the NFL shield.
I mean, it was the Warriors and Nuggets were on. I peeked in, but I was just way more into like the NFL games.
Oh, yeah. So let's get into those bad boys. Let's reverse it back a little bit. To the boat race, the big Cincinnati Bengals roll into Pitt,
mm-hmm.
and Pitt took care of business.
Yeah.
Love it. I heard another podcast today, and the guy's like, man, I just can't get a read on the Steelers here. Like, they lost three games in a row, and I just thought it was going to happen again. And I go, well, bud, you got to tune in to Bolt Braid,
mm-hmm.
because we have the feeling on the big Steelers pretty good over here.
Yep.
And we knew when Big Trubisky came out, we got a new ball game.
We're going to go with Mason.
And we knew when Browning hit the road and had to go against Big Highsmith and Big TJ Watt. And sure enough, those guys were both causing havoc right away.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. That was a good way to start the vacay.
Yeah, they thumped them. They couldn't do anything there.
Right. And then the only downside we had was my partner Kyler for the Cardinals playing the Bears.
Yeah.
we spotted them 14 points. That was actually, we were watching it over at your house. I'm like, rotten, dude, come on. And then, you know, then Kyler started to get going a little bit, doing what he does. But, I mean, his supporting cast just wasn't doing squat.
It was a little late. And our boy Reed says Kyler belongs on the horses with the rest of the jockeys.
Because he's so short. That's right. That's right. He said he told me when he heard the pick on the podcast, he didn't like that one. But there was another one that he didn't like either. And most of our friends in NorCal didn't like it. But they were wrong. and Lamar went to town.
He did.
And so did the Ravens. So the NFL picks actually went 3-1 this week and moves us to 30-20 on the season. Exactly 60% win percentage on the NFL.
Yeah, the Niner game, I was seeing Shanahan was like, you know, people are going to say I'm the bad guy here, but I'm going to make the guys, I have them stay in the hotels even for home games, just so they kind of stay focused. And he's like, it's a night game. He's like, I just want them to get their rest. The rest is important, obviously. He's like, they can run home Christmas morning and do their family time. So they did that, but I don't know if it was more of a distraction just to be home and do a little Christmas versus being the Ravens and just staying focused that whole time. You're just at the hotel kicking it, being like, well, let's do this tonight.
Right. Well, all away teams covered, right? Because the Giants covered against the Eagles, even though they probably shouldn't have. The Ravens, and then what was the third game?
The Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders and KC.
Yeah, gosh, I was...
Get serious.
I was starting to kind of trend with you more with like, I'm like, Travis has not been doing well since they've really been spending time together. I'm like, this isn't looking good here.
No, it's not. And so I was watching it with the boys again, and he did provide us with a learning moment, though. I go, see, guys, because the whole team was just playing like dog shit. And I go, Kelsey's one of their leaders, and when everyone sees that the leader's screwing around and flying to South America for concerts and stuff, going to all over the place during the season, they go, well, we might as well screw around too. And KC looks bueno. I mean, wow, you lose to the Raiders on your home field.
And it wasn't even the Raiders' offense. It was just Kansas City's offense just looks so bad right now.
Well, that was brutal because it was 7-3 and I was out in the garage cleaning, and then I pulled up the app again and I go, whoa, 17-7. What happened there? 7 seconds. There was a fumble to the house and a pick to the house. Quick 14 points in 7 seconds for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you could see Patty's getting real frustrated.
So was Reed. You know, he was trying to be like, because he was let him go for one of the fourth down ones kind of near midfield. He's like, let's do this here. Like, get the first down.
Right.
And they didn't. He's like, Jesus, we can't get this going.
Right. So, you know where I'm pointing the finger. And everyone else in the media needs to start doing it, too.
It's not all on their relationship, but I was just kind of starting to be like, he's not as open across the middle. I mean, that could just be the schemes of always doubling him, but he has not been putting the numbers up, that's for sure, the last
month. Remember, I said, I don't care what you do in your free time, you know, if you're balling, and he's not balling. I mean, you remember Mike J., for the Chicago Bulls, he used to, like, the night of the playoffs, he'd roll out to Atlantic City and play blackjack until like 3 a.m, come back and ball the next day. And I'd be like, that's fine. You ball. You can do whatever you want. But when you're garbage, you need to reel it in here, Trav. Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah, you're going to ride his ass till he gets it together.
Well, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to have to go on the road in the playoffs now.
Yeah, this isn't their year. I mean, they could still get something going and still be scary, but they need to make some moves for some receivers.
Yeah, it'll be interesting when the playoffs start. I mean, they're definitely on the road, so they're going to have to win on the road. And obviously, I don't know, it'll be cool to see what those point spreads are like. I mean, can you imagine like Patty getting like the 3 points? That'd be kind of incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if he's ever gotten that many before.
Right.
So... what else? What else stood out here?
God, the one that I was really confident in was the Jaguars at Tampa, and they looked awful. I was like, geez, maybe Lawrence should have stayed in protocol there.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Baker's just balling.
Right, right. Well, Bake's like, dude, no one's giving me props. He's like, I'm taking it to fools now.
Yeah, so I mean, they got a bargain if he's going to play like this for the 1 year for $4 million. So he's going to get some chips in the offseason somewhere, probably from them.
Yeah. What'd you think about the big Cowboys Miami game?
That one, I thought it'd be close. I leaned with Dallas, so that's where those afternoon games. I liked them all. I was like Jags, Cowboys. And I was with AZ with you there. And usually, you know, you lose maybe one or two, if you lose two, at least maybe one hits. When all three go the wrong direction, you're like, holy cow.
This is a bloodbath.
I'll catch you guys later. I'm no good to you here.
Hey, let's take a time out here real quick from the games, and let me tell you a story. So, Circus Survivor. Remember I was telling you that there was that guy that didn't want to chop.
Right.
You know, he's like, no, we're going to play this thing through. So, his name is Big Sean Perry, and you hit the nail on the head when you're like, well, he must be super rich or, you know. So, he is a professional poker player, and he's made like $7 million in his career.
Hmm.
So, he was able to go for it. Well, a lot of people were talking about him and stuff, and he thinks he's the cat's meow. Holy cow. He was all over Instagram and stuff just saying he's like, why would I want to chop when I'm the best gambler of all time?
Mm.
he's like 27 years old. I guess, you know, he dropped out of college and started playing poker, and, you know, now he's a multimillionaire. But anyway, people were riding him. So I thought
how does name get out there? Like who put his name out there? Probably himself, I guess.
I think he did. Yeah, he was like, hey, I'm the one that didn't want to chop.
Oh.
And he's like, why would I? He's like, I have an edge on everyone. I'm the best gambler of all time.
Yeah.
So he was talking about, you know, I first went into Circa and started, you know, with $1 million in my account. And he just started, you know, going off on his sports gambling. And then the other thing that I thought was super interesting, now remember, this is before this weekend when Brock Purdy was the MVP talk, right? He was in first to take it. So someone at the beginning of the year put $2,000 on him to win $200,000 as the MVP. Well, there's a company called PropSwap, and you can actually take your tickets. It's a pretty cool idea. You can take your tickets and go, hey, I'll sell this. Does someone want to buy it? And so I've seen it before where, you know, people buy things like, so they buy it for less, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so I've seen people do it like where they pay like $30,000-$40,000. Well, this ticket's worth 200 dimes if Brock wins MVP. So before the Ravens game, maybe this guy heard the podcast or something.
Yeah.
He approached PropSwap and he goes, hey, I want to sell this. And someone bought it for $125,000.
Come on.
Yep. And that guy right now goes, flush it down the toilet.
Oh, man.
125 dimes. See you later, Brock, after your four picks.
What's interesting with that stuff, too, is it's like it's so important coming down the stretch here because it's just what's in their recency bias.
Sure.
Of their mind. And they're like, ah, you can't do that coming down, especially head-to-head.
Sure.
With another top three guy.
So, dude.
Now Christian is up to number two for that, and Lamar jumps up to number one. But Lamar's only thrown 19 touchdowns.
So Lamar's my guy and everything. But what's Lamar done? Like what was he even before this game? What was he? He wasn't even in the top three, was he?
But they're just going like, okay, who's top of the NFC and the AFC? So it's someone from the Dolphins and the Ravens. So Tua is up there in the top five with Lamar,
huh?
And then Purdy and Christian are up there because they're still probably can win the NFC here with head to heads. But now it's because Brock kind of soiled there. Christian, rightfully so, I thought, leapfrogged him.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if Christian goes off against the Commanders and then the Rams, I think it's his.
Huh. Well, did I tell you or was I telling someone over Thanksgiving? No, it was one of my trivia questions at Thanksgiving yesterday. I don't think I've said it on the past cast. Do you remember who the last non-quarterback to win was?
I said Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, nope. It was a running back. I'll give you a hint. His first initial starts with an A, and he was playing for the Vikings.
Adrian Peterson.
Boom. He got it. That was after like he blew out his knee, and then
did he get 2,000 yards? It was close.
Yeah, he had a legit year.
Yeah,
was the last non-quarterback to win MVP. It pretty much goes to the MVP every time. I mean, to the quarterback every time.
Yeah, they were just saying with Lamar's touchdown pass total, it'd be the lowest. You know, he has a couple games left, but it's still going to be the lowest touchdown total for an MVP since, like, Steve McNair won an MVP.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I didn't even know McNair won one.
Dude, neither did I. Lamar last night. I mean, don't get me started. It was a pleasure watching him last night. You know, like we said, the Niners struggle with the mobile quarterbacks, and they were getting the pressure.
Kinda. It's always the four dudes
right.
with five blocking. So it's like he's pretty quick and he's strong. So it's just if you're just on that shoulder or whatever, he kind of
he
gets
down.
Away and then he kind of gets his balance with his hand on the turf and he's just like Z-z-z-z.
And then he goes, oh, wow, no one's in front of me right now. See you later. And then the DBs come up like the most athletic guys on the field and he goes, see you later. Oh, it was awesome. All right. Nice way to bring the W home for us, big Lamar. And we had Lamar in the first half, plus 3.5. That was a joker real quick on that game. The line kept going up.
It did.
I mean, was it
6.5?
People that followed me on the Action Network were like, wow, Bolt keeps taking the squad here. It was not scaring me at all. I'm like, what's going on? Because when I first put the bet in, it was 4.5. Then it went to 5. I go, give her to me again. I go, wow, 4.5. Okay. I'll take another point here. 5.5. And it got up to the 6.5. I go, what's going on here? Is Lamar not playing in the ball game?
Right.
Nope. The market just wasn't very efficient. Wow. Lamar, they didn't have your back, buddy.
Did you keep in gaming it while you're at your Christmas party?
No. I had the first half. No, I had everything before, but I did kept going on it, you know, as it went up. Because a lot of times, like, you know, you're reluctant a little bit. You're like, dude, what's going on here? Why? I mean, literally, I was like, what is someone hurt? Why does this keep going up? I mean, it went up from 4.5 initially to 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be kidding me that you're giving him 6.5 points. But anyway, we'll take her.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good matchup, but then they have to bounce back this week. They got a
big Miami.
Miami's coming to town, and that's for the AFC there.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about that game?
Baltimore was probably so focused on that Miami's getting 4. I know people don't love Miami against winning record teams here, but I'd probably take the 4 with Miami.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I put it in early as the money line when the line was -3. I think it was like 156 or something like that, Ravens. Yeah, I mean, Miami just doesn't play very good on the road either. But yes, you're right. I mean, I'm sure that took a lot out of them. That won't be a best bet for me this week.
Yeah, Tyreek played the other, you know, against Dallas. He had like 99 yards. I think he had to average 150 the last 3 to get to the 2,000.
Ooh, that's a lot of yards.
Well, Tyreek is averaging 3 kids per year, though, currently.
So that's probably slowing him down a little bit.
That average is pretty... It's hurting the wallet a little bit.
No kidding. Yeah, it is. So, what else do you like this week, then?
Detroit's coming to Dallas.
Sure.
And it's -6 currently. I was looking at Dallas's home games. That's obviously where they kind of make their hay.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And this is a good team coming there, but every game there pretty much has been a blowout, except Seattle hung with them, I think, by 6.
Yeah, they've been like they've won by double digits.
Everything's been over 13-25. And some of the squads were NFC East, but some weren't. So I would take Dallas here at the -6.
Okay. Yep. Nope. I don't really have anything against that, really.
And then I was looking at the Niners are going to the Commanders, and it's pretty high. It's 13.5.
Yeah.
But I'll take the Niners here on the bounce back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a small amount of points. There's some handicappers, like old school handicappers, that will take an NFL team anytime they're double digit.
Yeah. The Commanders have been getting pounded by their last 5 games, except they just hung with the Jets.
But and they were getting pounded by the Jets, too, originally.
Yeah, but it's like it was New York, Dallas, Miami, and the Rams. And the first 3, they were really spanked. And then the Rams beat them by 8. So this is the Niners, and they just came off of a loss. So CMC will ball on them here, and I think they'll thump them.
All right, before I get into mine, let's take a time out here for the people that gave us the reviews. We got some hats for them. We got Sleepy Gator. he was talking about how we he was breaking it down for people how we use good looking. He said that if I say, wow, that team is good looking, that they're not a good team. And then if I say, wow, that team is good looking, that they're real shitty. And Sleepy Gator, you're exactly right on that, buddy.
Yeah, Gade.
And then also Big Kyle. Sleeping Gator and Big Kyle. Thanks for leaving the reviews, guys. Why don't you email my brother at
lightning@boltbrady.com.
And we'll get you some lids out there. So thank you, guys. And anyone else, we appreciate the reviews. It always helps to inform people more about our show and get the word out there. So we appreciate that. We'll shoot you guys a hat.
Yeah, our boy Cordad was rocking the lid for his CYO championship game.
That's right. Congratulations, Cordad, for winning the championship game.
He sent us the pick, and he was rocking the Bolt Braid hat.
Maybe that's why he won. It was the good luck hat.
That's right.
So one of the things that I thought that was interesting, and I know people like to listen to our show for the college picks too, and we will have college games, but these ones right now, I mean, if you follow me on the Action app, I've put a couple in, but I'm not too high on these ones that these next couple days. If you want to look on Twitter, I'll try to put some that are closer, but I thought it was interesting. How about Minnesota, the Gophers? So both the first string and second string guy are hitting the transfer portal. And so the third string guy, they're like, dude, we need someone to stick around. And he's getting 30K of the NIL money.
Wow.
To stick around. Yeah. And then the other thing that was a little misleading is that there was like people were talking out there about how much Archie Manning was making from the NIL chips.
Right. And he's not even playing.
Yeah. Like Peyton's nephew. And it said 3.2 million. And they're like, No. Wow, how misleading is that? Is he hasn't taken any of that. That's how much they think he would get. The Mannings have made it very clear that he's not taking any money till he's the starting quarterback.
Mm.
So how misleading is that article?
Yeah, Texas is number two guy, the Malik guy or whatever. He hit the portal because he's, if that guy comes back, Ewers, that he still says Manning's going to be the guy next up. So he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If you're looking at college bowls, wow, do you have to read up on it to see who's transferred out and stuff? It is incredible.
Or who's even going to suit up, but you know they'll be there watching in their sweats.
Yeah, and then there's one squad, I can't remember what it was, where like half the team was transferring out, but they decided, you know, they're going to play. And you're like, wow, can you imagine sitting in the locker room next to your buddy who's transferring out? And you're like, hey, bud, we're really going to try to win this together here? I mean, you're leaving me behind.
Well, Texas said they'd give permission. You can hit the portal and go somewhere, but you can play in the playoff because it's hard to make that playoff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, which contributors have already hit the portal? You know, I wouldn't think it's one of their main studs. It's like, hey, I'm out of here next year.
No, there's no way. Yeah, not when you're in the playoffs. I doubt none of those starters are probably transferring.
Right.
Yeah, so, but yeah, these other schools, it's crazy. Like, you'll get like 3/4 of the offense are gone, and they're like, but they're going to play in the game. You're like, yeah, I'm sure their heart is really with it.
Yeah, I think I saw Florida State's going to be down to their QB number 3-2 against Georgia. But then we don't, I mean, who's going to play for Georgia? You know, is like Bowers, the tight end, going to suit up? And I could see Georgia thumping them.
Right.
We definitely got to know who's going
to
be.
Florida State, I thought you'd like get them to, you know, hey, let's show everyone. But yeah, a ton of people are transferring out. So who knows what happened there. But we'll get you the update on that. There's a, my boy Kyler's getting 10.5 again here.
Dude, are we talking at Golden Gate Field? 10 lengths?
But I might have to wait till he gets back home to take him. But holy cow, I mean, Philadelphia hasn't looked that great. And then Tampa Bay's -3 in the divisional game against New Orleans.
Yeah, I was thinking about that one.
But the thing is Dennis Allen is so bad. Like, the last game, they were like at midfield towards the end of half, and he went for it. And the other team got the ball and then got a touchdown right before half. Just totally switched the momentum. I mean, he's horrible against the spread. I don't have the numbers here, but he's like in the top three worst of all time against the spread. He's that bad.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears against Atlanta. My boy Heinicke, did he take care of business or what?
Yeah.
We might have to take him again this week, but we'll see. Gosh, to be honest with the listeners, I mean, these games just are not jumping out at me too much here. I think maybe I'd be interested in Cincinnati plus the 7 at KC if Chase is coming back. That was the other thing. How about they were favored without Big Chase in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Get serious.
Right.
Do you know what his injury status is?
No, I haven't heard.
Okay. That'd be one that I'd have that I'd like to look at.
Right. In some of these years, like, what's on the line? You know, like the Tampa game, it's like the division's on the line. And then, like, the Ravens game, it's the AFC's on the line, the one seed.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? Do you remember? So the Baltimore-Miami game, remember it was last year, right, when they were spanking Miami and then Miami came back, right? Do you remember that? And, like, laid it to them in Baltimore. And I'm trying to think, was Lamar playing in that game?
I can't remember that.
Because I wonder if Baltimore will have the revenge on the mind. It was early last year, and it was like you didn't know how. It was Tyreek's first year, and so it was he and Waddle, and they ended up like they just tore up the Ravens' D. And I'm trying to think, I'm like, wow, that might be the last time they played. I wonder if big Baltimore has the revenge on the mind there. Let's see what the money line is on Baltimore.
Did you see right they threw the NFC stat up for Lamar during the game last night, up to 19-1.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
People are wishing they would have seen that stat before they played the ball game.
But the Dolphins are in the AFC here, so maybe we'll have a ball game.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think that there could be a little bit of the letdown like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Is the thing. Pittsburgh cruises into Seattle, and they're getting the 3.5. Seattle is just like, they're just above average for a squad.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, is Rudolph really going to go on the road there and get the dub or, you know, or stay within the 3.5? That'll probably be a pretty good game, though, I bet.
Yeah, that's. I feel like those Seattle ones are always close at the end. It's like, it gets swayed real late in those.
Oh, it totally does. It comes down to the witching hour for sure with the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. How about Denver and the Chargers? Denver minus 5.5. Is Denver a squad? Wow. Losing the ball game on Christmas Eve at home to a Bueno squad.
Yeah, the all-orange crush didn't come through there.
Dude, Russ probably didn't have the best Christmas the next day. Wow. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I think the one game that stands out to me is I'll take the big Cincinnati on the bounce back there at the 7. I'll probably buy the half point there. Let's move it up to the 7.5. So that'd be Cincinnati plus 7.5 minus 130. That's the only best bet that's jumping out at me this week, ladies and gentlemen, to be honest with you. Yeah.
I'm seeing the FanDuel logo here, and it reminded me. Did you see that guy, the executive for the Jaguars, that was kind of taking the chips?
Oh, yeah. He took a lot of chips.
22 mil.
And he was playing football.
He was doing FanDuel, but I guess the people used his, they knew his username. He was just known as getting drilled.
They're like, I can't wait to play this guy.
Yeah. So I think that's where some of the Jaguar chips were going. losing it on FanDuel.
Hey, buddy, have fun in the cell block from this point on. That's going to be fun for you.
Right.
Wow. So, yeah, that's it, dude. But you're right. You got to kind of check out the motivational levels in the NFL now getting closer to the end of the season and definitely with the college bowl games.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa is tempting, you know, but it's like how many weeks in a row can you ride these hot teams? These teams know each other really well.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Tampa's probably not too shabby of a one just because the coaching's so poor for the Saints. I think wow, is that a best bet or though? I don't think so. I've just got to stick with the Cincinnati here. Mm. You know, I'd love to go back to Kyler, but people might get mad at me for that one.
Yeah.
I think Kyler, since he's been back now, he's like the 2-4 against the spread.
Well, they're like, let's ease off the gas here too. Just keep improving the draft position.
People say that though, but I think that might be hogwash, dude. I mean, like the Patriots, like, you know, they're like, let's take it to the Bronx here.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing for their position and to stay on squads. Like those guys don't have the ability to stop trying.
No, but I mean, Big Bill, is Bill trying? What do you think Bill's doing over there? Bill Belichick.
He's bouncing, you know, and we'll see if like Harbaugh takes the Chargers gig, but, you know, Michigan's trying to lock him in like with this huge contract, but it says you can't pursue the NFL this winter if you take this 10 years for $125 million.
Well, wait. What's it saying? I don't get that. What do you mean?
There's an offer on the table for, it's like 10 years for $125.
Wow.
And it says you can't pursue NFL this winter. For, it's like a one-year stipulation. And then there's a second offer where it's like, it's less money, less years, but it's like, then you can talk to him.
Huh.
But set, you know, supposedly the Chargers want to throw him $20 million a season. You
20
know.
Mil?
That's what, I mean, McVay and Belichick, and they're like 17 and 20.
Are they that much a season?
It's, yeah, I think... Sean Payton got 18-ish from Denver. Like, it's gone way up recently.
Wow. I'm just trying to think if those guys are worth it. I think McVay probably is, and Bill probably is with a better squad. That just shows you how much those teams make.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Harbaugh's done it everywhere he's been. He's done it pretty quickly. I mean, even year one, like, you see a big difference.
It's crazy because it's not like they call the plays, you know what I mean? Like, they're typically not, well, I mean, they're typically not the offensive or defensive coordinator. Sometimes, like McVay and Shanahan and stuff. But isn't that weird? Like Belichick, right? Like, I was watching that game. It's like, he's not even calling the plays. Like, how much of is he really worth here? And I mean, I guess that's kind of like, it's exactly like the CEO running a company. You don't see him every day, but he definitely has an influence on what's going on with the company.
And he's deciding which players and who to draft, and he's not been doing a good job with that.
Ha! No, he's not. With the wide receivers? Wow. Their best player right now is Ezekiel Elliott, probably.
That's showtime. Wow. Remember like when Frank Gore was like year 14 up in Buffalo? I'm like, how's this guy your starter still?
No kidding. I mean, dude, I can go 2 yards in a cloud of dust. I mean, Frank, give me the uni, bud.
There's not a young dude out there that we can try that could maybe split through the hole a little quicker?
Dude, there definitely is. They just didn't have the tea bags to give him the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, I like the Miami and the Niners bounce back, and I'd probably go Cowboys at home.
Okay, well, I'm going Cincinnati by the half point, the 7.5-er. That one's going to be incredible. I mean, KC, you know, there's a point where you're like, hey, you guys just don't have it, and they don't have it. Kels, feel free to go out this week if you want, bud. Call up Taylor. You guys can go to South America, wherever you want. I'll be taking Cincinnati in the 7.5-er, buddy. So I do mean, what you want.
They're back-to-back home games here, so they can just kick it in KC all week.
Oh, he and Taylor?
Yeah.
Well, you know, even better. He'll be distracted when he should be working out, hitting the gym, running sprints, catching passes, and he's farting and giggling, watching Netflix. Keep it up, Kels. Keep it up, buddy.
He's like, Reed, we done for the day? I'm hitting. I got to get home.
My honey's waiting for me.
All right.
I think that's it, champ.
Yep. Well, you know, some of these you kind of want to stew on them for a day, or maybe you'll change your mind on a couple of them. So if that's the case, everyone keep an eye on Instagram and Twitter at Bolt Brady Picks, and we'll throw some suggestions up on some of these. But that's what we like for the week, and we got New Year's coming up.
Yep. Make sure you take the Ubers. Don't drink and drive.
Yep.
It's too easy to take Uber, and they don't cost that much.
No.
That's the play.
Yeah. Everyone enjoy their New Year. Have a good time, and we will come at you guys next Tuesday. But that'll do it for this week.
See ya.